I have something very different in store for tonight. As we approach the end of the year, it's a time people are introspective, reflect on personal mistakes, but it's always easier to look at other people's mistakes. To point out things that we observe, it's always easier to see it in another. I've mentioned in the past, I have various lists of misconceptions. I have a separate list called grammatical mistakes that everybody makes. And it's a nice-sized list, mistakes that I've learned from having made the mistake and been corrected, pointing out interesting things that maybe we say often, but don't realize what grammatical flaw might be in the colloquial way to say it. And this one is about something Gabayim say. Grammatical mistakes that every Gabay makes. And that's not a reference to any Gabay in the shul or any shul. This is literally that every Gabay makes. The Gabay, when he calls up Hagba Glila, he says, Yamdu ha-magbiya v'ha-golel. That is actually not correct grammatically. What should it be? Ya'amod ha-magbiya v'ha-golel. No. Why not? Because you're calling up two people, you'll say. The magbiya and the golel. So of course it's ya'amdu. Actually, if Misha Beirach and if Gabay terminology follows... Misha Beirach, very good. Excellent. Grammatical mistakes every rabbi makes. Very good. Terrific. If you were going to follow biblical Hebrew actually differentiates between when you call up or any verb describing two of the same, anashim, versus two different individuals. Moshe v'Aaron. There's two of them, but they're not anashim in that context. There's Moshe and there's Aaron. And whenever the verb comes before, sometimes after also, whenever the verb comes before, and directly before, two different actors doing the same thing, the pronouns of the verb always take on the first person that follows, and not both. So for example, a lot of examples. If you listen during Kriyas HaTorah, as I've been more attuned to this, a man named Baruch Friedman in Key Garden Hills pointed this out to me. You know what, you listen during Kriyas HaTorah, you pay attention, you'll see it all the time. It's the rule, not the exception. So a common example. Parshas Baloscha, it says, Vatidaber Miriam v'Aaron b'Moshe. Miriam and Aaron spoke about Moshe. Vatidaber, it should be Vayidaberu, and they spoke. Why Vatidaber? We're describing the first person mentioned. Okay. It's even female, because Miriam is the first one mentioned. In Parshas Shlach, when it describes the Meraglim coming back, it's always in plural, because Meraglim is one unit. The people decide to go back to Egypt. Vayomeru ish elachiv. Let's make a new leader and go back to Egypt. Vayomeru, because it's ish elachiv, two ishes. Anashim. But the response is, Vayipol Moshe v'Aaron al panehem. And Moshe and Aaron fell on their faces. Panehem. So it should be Vayiplu. Why is it Vayipol? Vayipol Moshe v'Aaron. Throughout Shmos 100 times. Vayavo Moshe v'Aaron. Vayetze Moshe v'Aaron. Why? Two people. Two actors. Why is it Vayipol? Why is it Vayavo? Apparently, when you have two different entities, two different people doing the same thing, the verb takes on the first name that follows. Vayikach Korach gives his lineage. Vidasan v'Aviram b'nei Eliyah v'om b'nei Pel. Vayikach? Vayiku. It's a lot of people going on. And then they gather together. Vayakumu lefnei Moshe. Because at that point, they're all one entity, they're Adas Korach. But when they are listed individually, Vayikach Korach, because that's the verb describing the name that follows. And it's not only true when it comes to the past, it's true for a command. When it comes to Hagba, we're calling people up. So if we had two Magbihim, it would be Yamdu HaMagbihim. If we had two Golalim, it would be Yamdu HaGolalim. But there's one Magbiyah, and there's one Golel. So the verb, the command, takes on the pronouns of the first name that follows. In Megillas Esther, the king asks Esther what she wants. What is her request? Eshela si blasos es bakasha si yavo hamelach v'haman. Yavo? Shouldn't it be yavo'u hamelach v'haman to the party I'm making? Why is it yavo? Because we're dividing melech and haman. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu actually using the word yamod. Hashem tells Yirmiyahu, Im Ya'amod Moshe u'Shmuel lefanai. Even if Moshe and Shmuel would be here, it wouldn't be enough to appease me. Ya'amod Moshe Ushmuel? Why isn't it Yamdu? You have two different entities, two different people. The pronouns of the verb, even if it's in command or future tense. Ve'yamar Shem al Noach, bo ata v'chol be'yisachal ateva. Bo? Why isn't it bo'u? It isn't only for proper names. Like Moshe and Aaron, Moshe and Shmuel, Miriam and Aaron, it isn't only for proper names. Shem tells Noach, you and your household. Those are not names, those are entities. You and your household should go inside the teva. Bo, not ba'u, bo. This one is after the fact, but it's a perfect example. When it's not names, even concepts. Mordechai tells Esther, he warns Esther, ki im hacharesh tacharishi ba'es hazos revach vihatzala ya'amdu ya'amod la'yehudim. Why it's revach and hatzala? If it was revachim or hatzalim, hatzalot, it would be plural. But it's revach v'hatzala ya'amod. Just like ya'amod hamagbia v'hagolel. Now, when you have the verb after, sometimes it lumps them together. When you have a direct object between the noun, between the verb and the subject, sometimes it switches to plural. But when you have a direct line from the verb or the command to the subjects who are being told to do that thing, the verb takes on the pronouns of the first name that follows. So it should be Ya'amod Hamagbiya V'Hagolel, even though no one does that. And maybe it's not right in modern Hebrew, I don't know. But in biblical Hebrew, look out for it, nearly every single time, or maybe every single time, you always have the singular verb. Yeah?
Does it matter whether or not it's performing different functions as opposed to one function of one?
Yes, it should matter if they're doing different things, but in this context, Ya'amod means to come up here. So they're both coming up here. One's coming up to pick up, and one's coming up to roll, but the Ya'amod is instructing two people, two different entities, to do one action, right? The Amod, the Amod verb, the Amod command is giving the same instruction to two people, but because they're not Magbihim and they're not Goldalim, grammatically, maybe it should be Ya'amod HaMagbiya V'Hagolel. I'm not paskening. I think it's an interesting thing that I've never heard anyone, except for this Baruch Friedman who pointed this out to me, I've never heard anyone say Ya'amod HaMagbiya V'Hagolel. Of all the pressing things to think about as we approach Yavin the Rav, I'd love to hear your ideas and examples. If you find any inconsistencies, we'd love to hear them after Marv. Kaddish.